Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And happy Friday to everyone. Happy Friday night. This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. That is the place to go. HagmanReport.com. The place to go for all of your information, audio, video needs. HagmanReport.com. All right. Also, HagmanStore.com for signed copies of my book. And be very specific, too, as if you want a copy of my book signed, I'll send it to you. Just be very specific in terms of what you want inscribed. You know, like to Bethany, to John, or whatever, whatever the case might be. So in addition to like just a plain signature, I like to make it personal. You know what I mean? I like to, and please do this. You know, I've been learning a lot, from publicists. All right. So here's what I learned. If you, honest reviews. So if you purchase the book, leave an honest review at Amazon. You know, where you write something. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you in advance. Right now we're pulling about 4.9, organically about a 4.9, in terms of the rating of the book, which I guess that's pretty good. And, the reviews, the written reviews are good as well. So, but this gives you an idea of what Russ Dizdar, Craig Sawyer and such, what, you know, and what we do, kind of an inside look at the, well, inside look at the investigation side of things. It's based on a true story back in 1987. Guarantee you, it'll hold your attention. So if you take it to the beach, take it on the airplane, if that's what you do, or just take it in the backyard for some summer reading. All right. Couple of things. Here in Pennsylvania, you know, I voted, and we all voted, or we should have voted a couple of weeks ago, a couple of Tuesdays ago, and we voted to overturn our governor's, our dictator governor's powers. And right now, I hate people, the dreaded air quotes, you know, the state of emergency, the pandemic. Well, the state legislature said, nah, you know what? You can't have that much of a power. You can't have that much power. So, hey, state of emergency is over, according to our state legislature. All right. Got a lot of information to get into. Look, folks, one other thing. Remember what I did last weekend? Got to do it again. In fact, another hour and 10 minutes, I should say, I have to be somewhere, and we're going to be working on some cases. So this video, this show is only going to be 1 hour in long, the live part. And then, there's some bonus material at the end of, or for the second hour. Okay. So having said that, folks, I want to show you something. My guest this hour, the entire hour, Ted Brower. Why? Because his information is necessary. And speaking of Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, that's his website. Folks, do me a favor, go to healthmasters.com and make sure you stock up, or if it's the first time out, get your ultimate multiple vitamins, get supplements, nutritional supplements, get B, C. Hey, they've got an immune package there to boost your immune system. It's great stuff. Yeah. I mean, look, I take this. I feel great. You know, when you, I don't know, a little while ago, I felt kind of punky a little bit. This stuff drags you out of that, that feeling of punkiness. Okay. So, plus it boosts your immune system. I love the zinc formula, by the way. I love the B's and C's and all the alphabet and the food buckets, second to none. And now's the time to get them. And you know what? Ladies, Father's Day's coming up. Huh? Grab a book in the dark of night. Grab a, some HGH stimulate from Health Masters for the man in your life, and you're going to be, it's great stuff. So, anyway, before we get to Ted, let's do this. Remember this? We played this earlier in the week. I want to do it one more time, and then Ted's got the rest of the hour. Go ahead.
I'm Ted Brower. I've attended Florida State University. I've got degrees in biological science and chemistry, psychology and exercise physiology, an MBA from Florida State. I've been a scientist my entire life. I'm also an international best-selling author. And this face mask policy is just absolutely stupid. I could give you article after article. Wearing an N95 mask for 4 hours reduces significantly CO2, or reduces significantly oxygen levels. The use of N95 respirators compared with surgical masks is not associated with lower risk of laboratory influenza. This list goes on and on and on. I'll be more than happy to give you guys all of these clinical double-blind research studies, many of them, if you'd like to look at them. But here's the problem I've got. Albert Einstein, probably one of the greatest men of the last century, said the world will not be destroyed by those who do evil, but by those who watch them without doing anything. Guys, it's enough. We now know that Fauci is a complete and total fraud. We've seen it in all the media. This whole thing is a complete and total fraud. We know what happens with the masks. We know they don't work. We know it reduces O2 levels. And you're having these kids that are passing out while running all over the country in PE wearing masks. It's enough. In addition to that, I taught college for 2 years in Tallahassee because I'm an educator. I love teaching. Loved it. And here's what I didn't understand when I taught college. I was never taught of what the Frankfurt School was. Most of you probably don't know what the Frankfurt School was. It came out of Leipzig University. It came out of Goethe University in Germany. And it was basically started in the Soviet Union in the 1920s. After the Soviet Union could not promote communism, Russia could not promote communism to Europe and to the United States. They wanted to find out why the United States would not fall to communism. So they set up a group think tank called the Frankfurt School. I didn't even know about this when I was teaching, but I found out about it. And what they did, they were run out of Germany in 1933, went to Switzerland in 1934, they decided to go to Columbia University. And they started teaching cultural Marxism to our children, how to be good little peasants, how to destroy the nuclear family, how to destroy Christianity. My Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. I love him with all of my heart. And for you guys to push this Common Core nonsense and cultural Marxism into Polk County schools when we are a conservative county nauseates everybody in this room. We've had it. And, we've had enough of it. And then we got to remember something. These kids, when they're the ages from 2 to 5 to 7 to 8, are in a theta brainwave state. That's from my degree in psychology from Florida State University. That means they have no buffer. You tell them that cultural Marxism is real, they believe you because they can't say no to it. And you program these children from a young age to be cultural Marxists and to turn this country into a doggone socialist nightmare. And that's where we have the school board in Polk County. I've got 2 grandchildren. I will not stand for this, and I will stand against everything that you guys do for Common Core and critical race theory. Are you kidding me? White people are bad? Ah, it's the pits.
You fired up yet? If not, you should be, because this is what changes. It's men like Ted Brower and others like him that changes the way things are. Exposing the evil, and by the way, exposing the evil, guess what? The left's heads are going to be exploding as 9 new state delegations are going to be looking at the Arizona audit today. Have looked at the Arizona audit earlier today. It gets me confused, the time difference. Very, very good. And more states are coming out and saying, look, we have to audit what happened on November 3rd, 2020. And I agree. All right. With that, Ted Brower from healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Ted, it's all yours, brother.
Let's talk. Let me just kind of lean back here in the chair and relax for a second. And let me try to figure out how to make this simple for all the folks that want to get involved with their local legislatures and their local school boards. Our school board is completely controlled by feminists, period. It's awful. They have the majority vote. And what's crazy about this is, Austin and I have been fighting this as far as with local politics now for probably about 8 months. And we have urged our listeners of the Ted and Austin Brower Show to continually get involved with school boards, county commissions, and city commissions. The United States government is systemically corrupt. There's no fixing it from the top down. We saw that, you know, Donald Trump tried to do it, and then finally they brought him to heel after about 8 months, and then he went into lockstep with the New World Order and brought red flag gun laws into Florida, refused to basically let Mike Lindell and the other people, you know, go ahead and dispute the election that was clearly stolen from him. And he's also refused to pardon the people who were still rotting in the D.C. jails. When he was still in office, he could have pardoned every body from January the 6th, but he didn't do it. So that's enough of that. We've got to start at the local levels. Now, let me tell you how systemically corrupt our system is here in Polk County. And it's, I didn't realize it was this bad. We had about 100 to 200 people show up for the school board meeting. We got there. We're supposed to be there quarter till 5. Meeting started at 5. We got to the front door, and they told us that we were not allowed in the building without masks. Well, none of us there brought masks because we were protesting masks. So then a sheriff's officer walks out of the building, a lady, real nice lady, one of Grady Judd's finest, and I love Grady Judd. He's our sheriff. He's a great guy. Goes to church with me. And Grady basically told them that there was no mandate to arrest people for masks, according to her. And she said, we have no law against not wearing masks, and so we will not arrest you, and we will not eject you from the school board meeting if you are not wearing a mask. Well, that kind of loaded everybody's shotgun, and we thought, okay, that's all right.
Yeah, baby.
So as soon as we walk in, they said, we told them we already pre-registered to speak, Doug. So we walked in. They let about five of us in. They had social distances. So they were supposed to be 6 feet apart on the inside. If you look at the video, they were probably 12 to 15 feet apart. They wanted to keep the crowd down low. We walked in. First thing we did, they said, you have to put on a mask and take your temperature. And we looked at the guy and said, no, we're not going to do that. And we just ignored him and walked into the main room. Then Austin and I sat 15 feet apart, which was ridiculous. And then I walked up to the front and I said, how long are we going to be before we speak? And they said, well, we have a bunch of other stuff we have to do beforehand. You're number 14, or your son's number 14, and you're number 15 on the list. And I'm like, okay. So we got in there. We went through all of this crazy stuff with people getting awards for perfect attendance in the communist school system and all these other things. And this went on and on and on. So I'm sitting there going, this is nuts. All I want to do is talk about what the issues here and not about people getting awards, which could have been done at any other time. Now, what people didn't realize in the backstory is Steve Maxwell, who's a good friend of mine, who basically is running his coalition now against county corruption and school board corruption, had filed a lawsuit on the school board. And basically that was what precipitated our meeting, because we had been there before and they wouldn't even let us speak about what was going on. So when we get in there, they basically wouldn't let us come in. The bulk of the people were left outside. We went through all of this nonsense where everybody got to speak for as long as they wanted to as far as getting their perfect attendance awards. And suddenly they set up a camera in the front of the room along with a microphone that was set on a 180-second timer. So as soon as the camera turned on, when you walked up, you had 180 seconds, 3 minutes, and after 3 minutes, the camera was turned off and the audio was turned off. So they were streaming it live through Facebook Live and through YouTube. I'll give them credit for that. But you had 180 seconds. So if you wanted to continue to talk, you weren't talking to anybody except the people in the room, and then they would tell you, they told you you would be escorted out by the police. I thought, well, I'd like to see all that. Well, what happened is they went through the whole proceedings to start with. They finally called up speaker number one, locked outside. Speaker number two, locked outside. Wouldn't let him in. Speaker number three, locked outside. Speaker number four, locked outside. Speaker number five, locked outside. Oh, yeah, this is what they did as they kept us 15 feet apart. Now I'm starting to get pretty irritated. So I yell out in the middle of the hearing, why don't you go outside and ask for these people to come in? And if they haven't been basically pushed away or left, you could have them come in and speak instead of having these people who were signed up to speak and not allowing them to have their voice heard. So the lady in the front says, okay, that's fine. Go see if they're outside. Well, you know, of course, I don't know what they did out there. I don't even know if the people were still standing by the door, if they were in their cars watching the thing on the video. I don't know what they were doing. So speaker number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number 10 doesn't show up. Nobody's there. They're all locked outside. Nobody can get their voice out. Finally, they have one girl comes in. I think she was speaker number 11 or 12. And she comes in and she just reams them out. I mean, lets them have it. And finally, it was speaker number 14 was there. That was Austin. So Austin came up and he spoke, did a phenomenal job. Excellent speaker. He spoke for 3 minutes and I was speaker number 15. So I came in and you already heard what I did because I'd had enough. And I guess the hardest part for me was not really letting loose on them, because I know that the bulk of the people on that school board are cultural Marxists. I know that they knew about the Frankfurt School, and I know they knew about Common Core, and I know they knew about basically critical race theory and what it taught that white people are bad. So I was trying my best not to completely and totally lose it in the school board. Now, what I did because I knew they would turn my camera off because I went over a little bit. I brought a guy in. His name's Michael Barrett, good friend. He came in with his camera and with his microphone. That's why my microphone didn't drop off when they turned it off. And he continued to record me, which is what we posted online. Now, it's so frustrating to me because after the meeting was over with, they voted unanimously to remove, listen to this, this is not what they told us they would do, to remove the mask mandate as being mandatory. They were going to make it optional, and they were going to still leave it in the dress code as an optional accessory in case they wanted to bring it back. They had told us that they would not do that, that they would get rid of it. Well, Steve had enough of that. He called me up and he says, well, we don't have to wear masks anymore, but they're not going to take it out of this policy they've written in. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue the lawsuit and we're going to put every one of these people underneath video depositions. And so that's where we're going now. So they're still being sued, the school board in Polk County. And Steve Maxwell is doing all of this because he's really had enough of what's happened here in the center's part of the state. And of course, he's spreading out to counties all over the country right now, trying to get other counties involved in doing the same thing he's doing. And see, guys, this is how we change the narrative. We all laughed when they told us that Barack Obama was a community organizer. Doug, you know, you laughed, I laughed, yeah. We all did.
Yeah.
We thought it was funny. You know, Sarah Palin made a complete total joke that Barack Obama had been a community organizer. Well, this is Sal Alinsky. This is what they taught in Rules for Radicals. You go in at the local grassroots level and you start changing the school boards, the educational boards, the county boards, the commissioner boards, the city boards, and you start getting them to come in line, alignment with the 2030 plan, the 2050 plan, you know, with the United Nations plan, and you bring it all into cultural Marxism. Because guys, what happened here was this. We had cultural Marxists in the United States basically from Karl Marx all the way back in the 1850, and they came over from Russia back in the 1800s. Lincoln was friends and exchanged letters constantly with Karl Marx, and people don't understand that. Lincoln was a Marxist. Just thought I'd mention that to everybody listening today in case you want to do your own research, which I just posted an article at healthmasters.com where you can see that Lincoln was a Marxist. You don't have to even look for it. You just look at it on our news feed. And so you've got to remember, when the South left the North, Lincoln's a Marxist. He doesn't want to lose the revenue coming in from the South. They've got to support the northern cities and infrastructure. And he did everything but destroy, well, he pretty much did destroy the South with Sherman's March to the Sea. Let's you forget what his kind of what kind of resolve Lincoln had. And you say, well, are you a Southerner, Ted? I was raised in the South. My parents, my mom came over from Germany. So I really don't have any axe to pick or any axe to grind with what happened with the Civil War. None of my family was here. They were all in Europe, including my father's family. So this isn't an issue for me. Now, it's an issue for me because of the revisionists in the history books. Well, then what ended up happening is they were pushing the Marxism, pushing the Marxism, pushing the Marxism. And then in the early 1900s, you know, the Marxists had become extremely strong against what had happened in Russia in 1820, when the Russian Tsar had paid off the debt and loaned money to the countries of Europe to prevent them from getting a central bank in that was Rothschild-owned, like we have now in the United States since 1913. And they swore a blood vengeance against them. Approximately 100 years later, they killed him and his entire family. Well, then they tried to push Marxism, which is, by the way, funded through the international banking community, this whole Russian Revolution. They pushed Marxism then into Europe and into Germany and into the United States very, very with great resolve. And they couldn't get traction. So what they did and what they always like to do is these groups that do this is they like to set up think tanks. And so they set up a think tank, first started in Moscow. And this think tank was basically called the Frankfurt School later, but it started off in Moscow. It was moved to Frankfurt to Goethe University. And at Goethe University, it basically took the fundamental principles of Marxism and started doing an analysis of the population of Germany as to why they wouldn't fall to communism. Well, the United States was a city on a hill, so to speak, to coin a phrase from Bush, that we were basically the group of people that were, how should I say, standing against communism globally with free enterprise. And the world looked to us as a leader. And so the world didn't want to fall. Western Europe didn't want to fall. They were, the eastern part block of Europe was forced by the communists into the Russian Federation, the USSR. So what they did is they set up a think tank in Germany and they decided to do the research. Well, in 1933, things went sideways because Hitler took power. He absolutely hated communists and they fled to Switzerland for a year. They then left Switzerland and went to, how should I say this again, Columbia University and Princeton University. But what a lot of people don't know, About the same time, there were literally hundreds of thousands of Russian communists that, quote unquote, fled Russia. That was their big thing they were doing because of what they were being taught in Russia. But they were hardcore communists. And they were sent into the United States to impregnate and to basically infiltrate the United States school system and university systems. And when they came into the United States, they were credentialed as university professors and faculties and staff, many of them, and they filtered throughout the entire United States system. Then they brought the teachings in from Wilhelm Wundt from Leipzig University, which said that we were soulless animals and we had to be trained through operating classical conditioning and we could not be allowed to think. We had to be able to taught how to be actually have problem action resolution, which is what they wanted to bring to us next, in which we would only do what we were told to do as a trained lab animal rat. This was all based out of what had happened in the 1800s with Darwin, because Darwin basically wanted to teach all of us that we were soulless animals, period. That's what he thought, and that's what he believed, and that's what he wanted everybody to believe, that we were a product of evolution, which, of course, is a complete and total lie and contrary to the word of God. And so what ended up happening is, in the early 1900s, after World War I, the Council on Foreign Relations was established after the League of Nations had failed. And the Council of Legal Relations was completely controlled again by the international banking cartel. And this helped to supplant and get rid of and to add to the Masonic Lodge influence in the United States approximately 100 years ago. And this group of people now continue to work, push World War I, push World War II, push everything that we've seen with the Korean War, the Vietnam War, all of this stuff, same people, running the drugs out of Southeast Asia, which was the primary cause of the Vietnam War. All of these things were done by, at that point, the OSS back in the 40s, which later became the CIA. And this group, the CIA, has now worked with these international banking cartels and is indeed controlled by the international banking cartels and, of course, the Vatican Bank as far as trafficking and basically laundering the money of the $1.5 trillion worth of heroin coming out of Afghanistan right now. So that's where we find ourselves in the United States, being run by, I guess you'd call them, the mafiosa groups around the world. You got the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Russian mafia, the Chinese mafia, the international banking cartel mafia, the Jewish gay mafia that runs Hollywood. All this crazy stuff is all brought to you via the Frankfurt School, brought to you via the CIA, brought to you basically by the globalists who want a new world order and a one world government, and they want us all under a communist umbrella so they could bring in a one world religion under their God, which is, this is so stupid, Doug, I don't even like talking about it, under the Kabbalah, under a book that they study called the Zohar, and that Zohar teaches us that God basically is a hermaphrodite. He's a giant snake in the tree of the universe. The entire universe is a tree with thousands and billions of points of light that they create by having sex with their archangel group that they pray to, because this snake in a tree, his name's Ein Sof, by the way, is too busy to talk to them. So the only way they can get anybody's attention is they have to simulate a sex act in order to talk to their God. Now you think, Ted, this is nuts. I'm not telling you it's not nuts. I think every one of these guys are Looney Tunes. All right. But this is what they believe. And so it's funny to me, because about a month ago, Doug, I was asked to be on a giant Christian TV station. This has got like 100 million viewers. And I went on and did the show. And I've known the guy on the show for about 35 years, the host of the show. He's in his 80s now. And I remember, you know, when I first started talking to him about what I just told you about, he thought I was like, you know, wrong. He didn't think I was correct. And I said, well, go ahead and start doing your research. So I started sending him links and links and links and links over the last 10 years. And he basically now realizes that what I'm telling him is right. In fact, he sent me a text a few months ago that says, you know, every single thing you've told me is correct. I said, yeah, I know, because I do the research. You have to when you're a talk show host. You can't just be saying stuff. And so we did the show, and I talked about ivermectin. I talked about hydroxychloroquine. I talked about acetylcysteine. I talked about vitamin D. I talked about vitamin C. I talked about how to basically keep your immune system super strong if you got exposed or if you'd taken the vaccine, of how to basically mitigate the effects of endothelial damage, which is on the inside of the blood vessels, which are causing strokes with so many people, over 10,000 dead globally now, close to 20,000 dead globally, according to their own vaccine research reports from this vaccine, millions and millions damaged from it. Remember, a lot of people say only 1% or up to 10% of the actual adverse reactions are reported. So it's much higher than this. The numbers are staggering, but they're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you it's because of the people not being vaccinated, they're having these issues. Well, it's not true. Well, my friend ran this show on his network that I did. He pretty much did what you're doing with me right now, Doug. He let me have about 30 minutes of straight talk, and it had a huge response. It was immediately, within days, pulled down off of YouTube. They tried to put it back up on YouTube. And this is a big network, remember, with many hosts and many, many years of YouTube videos. And what ended up happening is YouTube contacted them and told them that if they tried to put my video back up again that I had done exposing this entire Kabbalist network, that they would, they didn't say Kabbalist network, it was my video, that they would pull the entire network's shows off of YouTube and all of the archives from this point all the way back to the beginning when they started posting on YouTube.
Which is exactly why. Now, I got to tell you, this is exactly why we walked away from 250,000 subscribers, almost. All right. We showed, I think, 175,000 plus. And then, but we were 50,000 were taken away. But aside from that, that's why we're not on YouTube. That's why we ask you to subscribe to us on Rumble. That's why we ask you to subscribe to us on Brighteon. That's why we ask you to bookmark HagmanReport.com. This is why, because we don't have a voice over there, and we're not going to, you know what, Ted, we are not going to allow these communist bastards to make a dime off of us. Go ahead, sir.
I feel the same way. 3.5 years ago, before anybody else got yoked, Austin and Ted and Austin Brower show got yoked off of YouTube. And I just laughed. And I just said, forget it. I'm not going to fight them. I'm not going to play the game. You know, we had all these sanctions put on us. And, you know, we were put in the corner. And I said, well, I'm not going to tell you what I said. It was kind of bad. But, you know, I said, the heck with them. There you go. That's close enough. And I said, I'm not going to put up with it. I said, we'll stay on Global Star. We'll do what we're going to do. And we'll just get bigger and bigger. Now our show's huge. And what's funny about this is, you know, we're telling the people the truth on this Christian network. But remember, the Kabbalists control most of Christian TV. Now, there's only about 200,000 of these guys that are really high up in positions of authority around the planet. And the irony is, the Georgia Guidestones say that they want to have about 500 million people left on the planet. This is what this says. I've been to the Georgia Guidestones. I posted pictures of me standing beside these giant granite slabs. And here's the irony of all of that. You know, there's about 200,000 basically people that are hardcore, but the Bible calls them the synagogue of Satan. If you read the book of Revelation, it's what it says. It says they are Jews. They said they claim to be Jews, but they are not. They're not Jewish. They are the synagogue of Satan. They're Luciferians. Jesus even called them out in the book of John. But what's interesting about this, the Kabbalists believe that they're going to get, when the earth comes under their rule, they're going to reduce the planet population way, way down, and they're going to have about 2,500, 2,800 personal slaves of people who aren't Kabbalists to basically, entertain them, support them, and work for them. So they're all going to get their own little 2,500 group, 2,800 group community. Well, 200,000 times 2,500, if you do the math, is 500 million, which is what's on the Georgia Guidestones. So are these people really going to do this? Are they really going to go full tilt and basically try to enslave the population of the planet and put us under Noahide laws, which means if you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, which you heard me say that at the meeting, I made sure all of those people there heard me. I'm being nice now. Sharon says, Ted, you can't be so mean all the time to these people. Well, they're pretty doggone mean to us.
Yep.
And one of them that was really a hardcore liberal female, she was eyeballing me. And she was mad, especially when I started talking about cultural Marxism. So maybe that's another reason I got
she
so irritated.
She thought you were cute.
Probably. I don't think so. She probably thought my wife was cute. Oops, did I say that? Okay. And what was funny is that, you know, the other day, we pulled into the Whole Foods store, which I won't even go in. And Sharon needed to get some makeup for Savannah because that's Jeff Bezos and Amazon, which is another Rothschild cutout. And we were in the pickup truck, in the Silverado, and we had to kind of do a 5-point turn to get into the tiny parking spot designed for tiny little cars. And some hardcore liberal lesbian, tatted up from head to toe, was waiting for us to get into the spot. And so we finally got the truck straight. And she flies in, almost takes the door off when Sharon's opening the door. And Sharon gets out. And this liberal lesbian dyke starts screaming at Sharon. I mean, cussing. I mean, every filthy word that could possibly spew from a septic tank within 10 seconds came out. So I stepped out of the car and I explained to her that wasn't the proper language to use, and I probably said some things I probably shouldn't have said.
Do tell how you explained the tour. I want to hear this explain. Go ahead. No,
I can't do it, Doug. I get people mad at me. And let me say some one other thing here real quick. I used a couple bad words. I did because she was threatening my wife. Now, you say, well, you can't do that. You're a Christian. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you something to adjust your halo. I don't have a halo. You know, Jesus Christ was perfect. I am not perfect. You know, because of him, we basically have been reconciled to God Almighty and we're saved by grace through faith, not by works. And quite frankly, when someone starts cussing and threatening my wife, I don't care if they're a bull dyke or a guy or anybody, I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm not. And so I explained to this girl she needed to stop. And then she yells at me. She said, as she's screaming away, she yelled at me, "Oh, you're just exercising your manly privilege," or whatever she said, something because I was a man talking to her.
No, she didn't. Yes, she did.
At that point, I started laughing because I'd had enough. And I sat back in the truck and I told Sharon, I said, like I told you, I'm not going into Whole Foods. I'm not going to support Jeff Bezos and his weirdo group of people that have all this money coming in from the CIA. See, the CIA is directly involved in this. Remember, the CIA is a black magic institution, as is NASA. You know, all of these groups are black magic. You know, the CIA used to have witches on payroll. And they're the ones who basically funded Gloria Steinem. People don't even realize that. She worked for the CIA. That's how Gloria Steinem, this great liberal who dated Henry Kissinger, surprise, surprise, who basically was one of the hardcore, quote unquote, liberal feminists of the 50s and the 60s. She was a CIA plant, the Operation Mockingbird. People don't even realize this.
No,
it's
crazy.
And this is the group that basically runs the world through the direction of the international banking cartels. And I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to say one more thing. And you guys, just in case you don't think that everything's completely loony that I've already said, I'll make it one more loony notch. This group of entities that run this planet, the benign Elohim, they call themselves. This is what they call themselves. Are in contact with Lucifer himself via their satanic rituals. And they are the ones who are directing and guiding the path of the United States and the world into a one world Luciferian dictatorship as they had in Genesis chapter 6. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. And this is what we have right now. We have a group of people. The Bible says that our battle is not against flesh and blood. You know, and now all of a sudden they're giving us all of this disclosure and they're telling us that UFOs are real. Now, they don't want to tell us they're from an alien civilization. They're saying they might be, but we think they're Russian and Chinese. Some of them probably are Russian and Chinese, and some of them probably are ours. But this group, in fact, the Bible describes several of them in the Old Testament. In fact, Rush Dizdar talks about how many of them there are. We have this group of what you'd call them demons and fallen angels or off-world entities that are all demonic that are here. And the problem is they've been cut off from the quote unquote energy field of God because they're in a fallen state. And apparently, from what I can tell from the research, when you sacrifice humans via abortion or satanic rituals, they absorb the energy, kind of like an energy vampire. That's why the Bible says Satan runs around as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. The problem is he may not devour us because we are sanctified and consecrated by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and I'm the present being, God Almighty, who died on the cross for us and provides an eternal sacrifice for us via his blood. And so they can't touch us because we're covered by the energy field, if you want to use that term from a common vernacular, of the blood of Jesus and through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So guys, this is what Christianity is all about. It's all about the blood of Jesus. And that's why so many of the churches who've been compromised with their guys who act like they're about two-thirds two-thirds queer. Just thought I'd mention that. And then we put all the two-thirds queer singers on the platform. Yesterday I was listening to some Hillsong music. You know, I was listening to it on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I kept going, delete, 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 delete. I said, the guy sounds queer. The guy sounds even more queer. The guy sounds really queer. Done. I won't listen to guys that try to sing like they're gay. I refuse to do it. And this has permeated the Christian culture. Now you say, well, you saying gays can't be saved? I never said that. I never said gays can't be saved. Bible says gays can't be saved. Now you could deal with that in your own terms. I believe that you can repent and you can, now that's if you're in that lifestyle. Now if you repent and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior and you repent from your old works, you know, Bible says the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. I could read them all to you, but you can Google it if you'd like, or DuckDuckGoGo. I don't do Google at all anymore. The reality is this. You know, there's certain things that God expects us to do. You know, God's always been an if-then God. If you do this, then I'll do this. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you shall be saved. In the Old Testament, he kind of wrote it out in the book of Deuteronomy. He says, if you do this and you follow my laws, my decrees, you'll live long and you'll prosper. If you don't, you're going to die. So he goes, today I set before you life and death. And then he gives them the cliff notes. Choose life. The problem with the ancient Hebrews, they got so steeped in sin from being in Egypt for 400 years. They had gotten caught up in the Canaanite religion ceremonies and sacrifices from the lands they had conquered that they couldn't get the satanic culture out of their quote unquote lifestyle. In fact, God finally let them sit in the desert and do laps in the desert for 40 years because he wanted everybody who'd come out of Egypt to be dead. And you can just read it yourself. I'm not making this stuff up. It's what the Bible says because they wouldn't change your lifestyle. Finally, they kept and continued to sacrifice their children to Baal and to Moloch and to Asherah, which are the ancient Canaanite religions. And this group of people finally got scattered and Jerusalem was burned. A temple was burned and the whole thing kind of came to a halt. Why? Because they wouldn't stop serving other gods. Even Solomon himself set up altars to Baal to sacrifice the sons of Israel and the sons of the conquered lands to this demonic god. So there's a reason these demonic gods are always demanding the sacrifice of the innocents, especially young children. And I believe it has to do with the energy that's released from these children when they die and these people when they're tortured and when they die. Now you think, well, this is too far out for me. I cannot believe Doug has this guy back on again. Great. Then good. We don't have to listen. You don't have to listen to him. You can go away. Go listen to some other alternative talk show host cuss at you, use filthy language, smoke a cigar, get drunk, and hang out with a bunch of weirdos. There you go. And then that way you can pretty much listen to the lies. Because remember, and I'm going to say this very clearly, 95%, in my opinion, is my opinion, of the big alt talk shows are compromised. They're not telling you what I'm telling you right now. They're not. A lot of them, the really big alt talk shows, in my opinion, are Operation Mockingbird, still active today. And they give you 80% truth and 20% lies. Why? Because when you give 20% truth, 80% truth, 20% lies, everybody has a tendency to believe the rest of the truth and the lies as truth. Let me give you an example. Russia was paid for by the international banking cartels, the overthrow of Russia and the Russian Revolution. So was China. Rothschilds have a central bank in China. China is controlled by the Rothschild banking empire. Now, we can pretend like that's not true, but it's just the way it is. I can give you the names, dates, and places. Here's the problem. Everybody wants to blame everything on China now. China's doing this, and China's doing that, and China's doing this. Well, who's controlling China? The international bankers are controlling China. And Otto Kahn said it so succinctly, one of the founding members of the Federal Reserve Bank. He worked for Kohn Lieb back in the 1900s and actually owned part of the Federal Reserve Bank. In fact, he has one of the largest homes in the United States ever built. In fact, it's the second largest home only to the Biltmore estate. Super, super, super wealthy with Rothschild money. He said the international bankers control both sides of the narrative. They control basically the Republicans and the Democrats. They control capitalism and socialism so they can control the earth by holding it by its axis. So his quote, not mine. And they control everything that happens by giving you the positive, by giving you the negative, by giving you this, by giving you that. This is what we've seen in Washington, D.C. That's why nothing ever changes. It's a circus clown show is all it is. I said this on y'all's show a couple years ago. You know, I talked about how Q is just phony. It was a phony whole deal. And people go, oh, no, Q's still real. People are saying that right now. Q's still real. No, Q's not real. Q is the exact same psychop they used in Russia after the fall of the Tsar. Oh, the Tsar's not dead. His family's alive. They told you that he was dead. No, he was bayoneted and basically machine gunned, him and his whole family. They're dead. Oh, no, no, they're alive, and they're coming back to take Russia back, and they're going to continue to stand against the Bolsheviks. We've got all of these generals that are against the Bolsheviks, and it'll never, ever happen. We'll never fall to communism. Well, 7, 8 years later, they were a fully communist nation, and they realized that the Tsar was dead. This is the same thing to do with the Q narrative. They took Q, again, is a CIA operative narrative that was run out of Citicorps, according to the research we found last summer. And it is a group of people that have been giving us false hope. Why? Because they don't want us to come in and stand against them like Austin and I did in the school board meeting the other night. They want to let somebody else do it. Donald Trump has put up as our savior, our messiah, which is ludicrous. Guys, we got one savior. We got one messiah. Donald Trump ain't it. Our messiah's name is Jesus, for he is the Lamb of God. He is the author. He is the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. It is not Donald Trump with this unbelievable weird relationships with Jeffrey Epstein and the whole gang. I mean, this is not him, okay? We have to look to Jesus Christ and not to Donald Trump. And we saw how compromised he was the last year. Don't forget, Donald Trump brought us Operation Warp Speed. Donald Trump pushed vaccines on us. Donald Trump is still fighting with Joe Biden to try to take credit for the vaccines that are killing tens of thousands of people and injuring millions worldwide. You have a spike protein that you're injecting into people. This spike protein, according to the research that I've been looking at, is magnetized, so it can enter into the cell wall and basically interfere with cellular functions even more than it normally would. It's from a biotech firm out of Germany. I talked about this on the show, you know, on Friday, on Thursday, on the Ted and Austin Brewer show. And what the irony of all of this is that it tells your body to manufacture spike proteins, which is a coronavirus protein. And that spike protein then attacks the endothelial cells in the blood lining and the walls of the blood vessels, causing clots to develop, causing strokes, causing mini strokes, causing all kinds of problems with the intestinal tract, because these same endothelial cells line the entire side of the intestinal tract, causing them to lysis or to rupture, causing food and intestinal contents to seep into the body cavity, causing sepsis. Okay. In the animal studies, every single animal, every cat, every ferret died of sepsis. They had the same problem. They tried to do a research article and research study for a vaccine for AIDS. They couldn't produce it because the variants of the coronavirus continue to mutate and you can't produce a quote unquote a vaccine for it. Well, this spike protein injection is not a vaccine, guys. It basically is telling your body to rewrite its own DNA. In fact, a year ago, Leonard Horowitz, Harvard trained PhD, Harvard trained physician, wrote a letter. You can see it here. I posted this on the website. You guys can look it up. He basically wrote a letter to the Honorable Kelvin Druckmeyer and the Honorable Chad Wolf, to basically the Acting Secretary of Homeland Security and the Executive Office of the President of Washington staff to Science and Technology. And he goes, basically he's telling you, I would help you to realize that you did the origins of the COVID virus are not from evolutionary structural biology, that they're basically a bioweapon. He was on to say the laboratory creation of this coronavirus, also which has the SARS attachment and the AIDS virus attached to it, envelope gene, as well as the middle fragment encoding of SARS, basically have been inserted. This is a bioweapon. It is a virus bioweapon. You can read this. He goes on to warn them, the subject of the coronavirus, undoubtedly a lab-engineered bioweapon. That's what he's saying right here. It's a lab-engineered bioweapon. Now, guys, you know, this is a year ago, the discovery of the weaponizing of the COVID with HIV mechanism is compounded by the finding of evolutionary biologist Dr. James Lenz Weller of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. Accordingly, it is unreasonable to presume this COVID-19 came from bats, snakes, or nature. It's a bioweapon. It's bioterrorism. And you can read through all of this stuff. We went through this article with you guys on your show and our show a year and a half ago. The coronavirus is a very, very real virus. What did the government do? They never talked about vitamin D3 to maintain a strong immune system. They never talked about ivermectin. They told you not to use hydroxychloroquine. They never talked about vitamin C. They didn't talk about zinc or potassium iodide. Why? Those nutrients strengthen the immune system so you can fight off coronavirus relatively easily. I had the coronavirus, so did Austin, February a year ago. Didn't do much to me. I was sick for about 3 days. Felt pretty lousy. Didn't have a runny nose or anything, but I had a real bad headache, all the symptoms. But after 3 days, I was fine. But here's what's interesting. I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to be very careful how I say it. No, I was going to tell you. I'm just going to be blunt. About 2 months ago, Lana was around a bunch of friends at church who had been vaccinated, and somehow she got really sick. Now, we don't know how the shedding takes place from the vaccine because, you know, if you have a measles vaccine or a mumps vaccine, which are live viruses they inject in you small amounts, you can actually shed the measles. Same thing with polio. You can actually give people polio, shed it through your feces. We don't know what's going on and how these spike proteins are transmitted like this. We don't know if it's through the lungs, through feces. We don't know. I'm not making any claims. But Lana went to church and got really, really sick. This is Austin's wife. He won't talk about this. She came home. Austin caught it. The kids caught it. The kids were laying on top of their pet dog. The dog caught it. The dog got unbelievably sick. My wife got it. You know, me, I'm at the house just popping vitamins, man. I'm loading up on D3, potassium iodide, zinc. You know, I'm just taking everything I know to take. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we're not going to get this. I'm not going to get this. I'm not going to deal with this again. Because this is worse than the original coronavirus, as far as how that affected them. So what ended up happening is the dog got really sick. They took the dog to the vet. The dog got so sick they did an MRI on the dog. Oh, yeah, they have MRIs for dogs. Wow. And the dog had a lesion in its intestine, which is one of the side effects of all the cats and ferrets. They had lesions in their intestinal tracts, and they all died of sepsis. And the dog died of sepsis. They had to put it down. Yeah, that's Austin. Now, you don't want to talk about that because it's pretty emotional for him. But, guys, everybody got really sick, and it took weeks to recover from it.
Mess with my dog, somebody's going to pay. Go ahead.
Well, and see, and this is the problem, Doug. You know, and you say, well, and now that's all my opinion. I'm telling you what happened. And it could have been a variety of other things. I'm not saying it was this or was that. I'm just telling you that was the scenario of what happened. Now, the crazy part about all of this, you ask yourself a question. Were you telling me that the coronavirus spike protein can be shed? Yeah, I'm telling you that. I don't have any idea how it's being shed. But we have people starting their periods in their 60s and the 70s. We have people dying of strokes all over the place. I had a good friend of mine. His name was Wade, and he's a pastor. In his 50s, last couple weeks ago, he got a shot. 24 hours later, dead, stroke, dead. He's dead. They buried him, gone. Another guy who was basically a pilot for the sheriff's department here 2 weeks ago, 60 years old, had his full physical done for the FAA, which is a very thorough physical, perfect condition, got the coronavirus 24 hours later, dead, stroke. I mean, unbelievable, blood clot to the brain, stroke, dead. This is happening everywhere. The media is not telling you that it's from the vaccine, or it's not a vaccine, from this bioweapon, because they don't want you to know. Now they're telling people, we're going to give you hamburgers, we're going to give you lotteries, we're going to give you $1 million, sign up and buy lotto tickets to get the vaccine, because they're doing everything they can to possibly get everybody in there. Now, why are they doing this? I'm going to tie it back to Genesis chapter 6. For some reason, this thing has some type of technology in it that allows them to either, you know, control you, to allow them to basically get you sick, to allow them to kill you. Maybe it'll attach to the brain cells and allow them to transmit information to you to control you. I don't know. But the only way Lucifer can be omnipresent, be everywhere at once, but not in different timelines, is to basically chip you. That's it. There's no way, though, because he's not, he's just an angel. He's just an omnipresent. We have authority over him because of Jesus. And he can't be everywhere at once. Now, he's in another dimension, I believe. So what they want to do is take this chip, attach it to a D-Wave computer, which they tell you that they don't even know how it works. In fact, the guy who developed the D-Wave computer, he said it's like standing before the altar of an alien god. And I'm like, nothing weird about that. And the crazy part about it is they say, we don't even know how the thing works. Where'd that technology come from? Yeah. Well, if Lucifer can attach you into a hive mind via a chip that they're going to insert in you via chemtrails, via piezoelectric crystals, via an injection, via the mark of the beast, via something, he can attach you into a hive mind to control your thoughts and actions. Remember what the book of Genesis said, chapter 6, that every thought of every man was evil all the time, and God looked down on the planet and kind of wished he'd never made man? Yeah, pretty much says that. And he basically wiped out the entire planet. Because why? Why would he do that? Because they weren't his children anymore. See, Lucifer can't make anything. Or if they call him Ein Sof or whatever the snake thing is that they worship, he can't make anything. Baal can't make anything. Moloch can't make anything. These are created beings. They're entities. They can't create life, but they can take life and they can mess with it and they can change the DNA structure with it. But they have no way to make life. They don't have that ability or that authority. Only God Almighty, the Great I Am, can do that. And because you were given a soul, because you were created in the Great I Am's image, because you were given Jesus to sanctify you and to bring you back into, you know, to redemption with Jesus through God, to God Almighty through Christ, they hate you for that. They really do. Number one, they're jealous that you've got a soul. Number two, they want to be you because you have a soul, and they really don't like where they live, and they really don't like it where we live because we have this really beautiful planet we're on, and they want to do everything they can to destroy God's creation. That's why we have this inversion. What is good is bad. Bad is good. Up is down. Everything's messed up. You know, universities no longer provide knowledge. They destroy knowledge. Medicine no longer cures people. It kills people. I mean, everything's inverted. And a lot of this came from the teachings from Sabbatane Zevi in the 1600s. In fact, 1666, he declared himself Messiah. Judaism completely rejected him, said he was a nut. He started off in the Ottoman Empire, but his group merged and got into Europe, and he basically was a Satanist. He worked and practiced. He was a Kabbalist, and he basically taught and lived out of the Zohar. And so this group is the one that basically is running the planet. You think, well, you're telling us that the world is controlled by a sex death cult. Yeah, it is. Actually, if you ask me that bluntly,
absolutely,
it is.
Yes.
That's what it is. And Doug, you deal with this all the time with the sex trafficking and with these children that are abducted. And look at Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein had over 1,000 victims, they estimate, of girls.
That's on the low end, by the way.
Okay, but here's the problem that I have, Doug, and I'm sure you have the same question. 1,000 girls, a few dozen have come forward. Mm-hmm. Where are the rest of them? You know, I mean, he had a temple on his island. Mm-hmm. Did he have an altar stone on his island?
Yes.
Was he bringing those girls in there and sacrificing them? I believe he was. Because that's part of their ritualistic stuff that they do. They believe that when they feed the entities on the other side of the veil who control them, that they'll give them power and riches. And they also believe that, you know, they'll be directed to do what they need to do on this planet from these other entities. This is Satanism, guys. That's what it is. And it's ruling the planet. So where do the other 1,000 or thousands of girls go? That's my big question. You know, and every time one of these girls comes forward, they're immediately eviscerated by the press that's supposed to be liberally controlled. But remember, Rothschilds control Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, along with the bloodline families, control 95% of all major corporation and pretty much 95% of all media. They really hate shows like this, and they really hated it when I went on a national Christian network and told the truth, which I pretty much said what I've told you guys today on that show. And they said, if you have him back on, or not back on, but if you air that show again, we're yoking your entire network off of YouTube.
Yep.
That's the extent of the resolve. They pulled Doug down. They pulled us down. They don't want you hearing what I just said. That's why they're not going to allow us to use their media and their media applications in order to tell the truth about who and what they are. These guys are demons. They're demonically possessed. They consider themselves to be the benign D Elohim, sons of the fallen. They trace their lineage all the way back to the Garden of Eden to basically to Cain. You say, well, that's what they believe. I'm not telling you that I believe that. I'm telling you what they believe. The difference is they're willing to die for it. That's how strongly they believe it. And guys, this is that group that runs the planet. And because they control the central banks and control the money supply and control all the bribes to Congress and all the campaign contributions, and they have the Council on Foreign Relations, and they have AIPAC, and they have the ADL. They have all these different organizations that work to basically suppress any knowledge and to promote communism and cultural Marxism throughout the United States. And if you don't see it, you're not going to see it. And Christians were basically hoodwinked in the, basically, you know, 100 years ago with the Scofield Bible. And hey, I'm going to stop here for a second. I don't know if we're going to have a pre, a mid, or post-trib rapture. I don't know how that's even going to work. All I know is that the rapture theology wasn't even taught until 1850 by Darby, who then promoted it through Scofield. And Scofield is the one who did the Scofield Reference Bible. And what it taught Christians in the United States was, don't worry about how bad it gets. It doesn't matter how bad it gets, because before the end times occur, you're going to be pulled out on the first load, and you're going to sit up in heaven with the heavenly grandstands, and you're going to applaud and watch hell break loose on the planet. Wait a minute. It doesn't say that in my Bible, but that's what they teach. That's the reference Bible. But remember, Cyrus Scofield was promoted by Samuel Untermeyer, is the same guy who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson about his affair at Princeton, who got Brandeis on the Supreme Court, and who pushed the Federal Reserve Bank into the United States and got the United States into World War I through Brandeis on the Supreme Court. Yeah, that's the same Samuel Untermeyer, bud. Guys, listen to me. It's so important you understand that's the same guy that pushed Cyrus Scofield to Oxford Press to get hundreds of thousands of the Scofield Bible printed and sent to seminaries all over the world for free as a reference study Bible. You got to understand what happened to you. It's the same group that did it. And then in the 50s, and as Doug knows, we had this whole thing going on with the McCarthy hearings. And it was going hot. I mean, it was going hot because everybody was saying communism has infiltrated Hollywood. Communists didn't infiltrate Hollywood. Hollywood is communist. It started like that. And the crazy part about it is that he was calling it all out, telling everybody who these actors were who were involved in the communists. Many of them were card-carrying members of the Communist Party. Just thought I'd mention that.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he gets eviscerated. But at the same time, the church has started talking about all of this stuff. So that unbelievably morally depraved Lyndon Johnson gets the Johnson Amendment to go through, which prevented the churches from talking about religious things other than religious things and wouldn't let them do political stuff in the churches, and then set up the 501(c) corporations for nonprofits to prevent them from talking about what was going on in the real world, so we wouldn't have the black robe clergy coming out and saying, hey, wait a minute, this isn't okay. All of this stuff was orchestrated, whether you want to believe it or not. J. Edgar Hoover, who I absolutely detest, had an interesting quote. He said, you finally realize, and I'm paraphrasing it, that you come to a conspiracy that's so large, so great, it's almost impossible to fathom that it's real. That's what's going on here. And this has been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. We are under the control of the ancient Canaanite religions to this day, the ancient fertility, sex, death cult. It still runs the planet to this day. And that's what I said on Christian TV. And, of course, that was immediately yoked down because they don't want people to hear that. They don't want people to hear the truth of who runs the planet, why they run the planet, and what they're planning to do with the planet when they get the planet. It's Genesis chapter 6 all over again. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. I just laid it all out for you.
There it is.
I can't be – I mean, I could give you dates, places, names, times. I could do the whole thing. But – you know, listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show. We cover this stuff all the time, as does Doug, as does Dave Hodges, as does so many other people. But guys, if your alt media show is not telling you what I just told you, that we're under the control of a sex death cult, and I'm going to say this to you too, because you guys are already, your heads are already spinning. People are saying Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. That's true. I don't even believe Jeffrey Epstein's dead. Why? Because Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. They don't do it. Secret intelligence from Mossad, they don't do it. They're not like our CIA with Benghazi. We'd like to go in there and start killing everybody in the CIA who were basically protecting Ambassador Stevens and they're investigating child and weapons trafficking. They don't want to have those people around to give testimony. They don't mind killing them all. That's why so many people who were involved with Benghazi who were CIA resigned and retired from the CIA almost immediately after Benghazi because somebody gave out their coordinates. Somebody gave out the coordinates to drop those doggone mortars on them. And they knew that. And that's why so many of them were just over it with the CIA. It's a satanic organization. They have no loyalty to anyone. And always remember that. So you've got to tell the truth. And you got to start off with your local school board. You got to start off with your local county commission. You got to start off. You know, the other day, Austin didn't even tell you this, Doug. He went to the city commission meeting because they put a mini warehouse right in the middle of our neighborhood. Mini warehouse, the industrial warehouse center right in the middle of this residential area. And we've been fighting it since January. And we got it to the planning commission board like in March or April, and they voted unanimously against putting the mini warehouse in. Well, it gets to the city commission, and the city commission votes like unanimously to put it in. And finally, Austin asks him, he goes up there. I love my boy. He's a great man. He gets up and he looks at the mayor and he goes, Mayor, I got to ask you a question. You've had all of these people, dozens and dozens and dozens of people from the neighborhood say they don't want this. But you said, okay, we're going to put it in. Can I ask you why you're not listening to the people that elected you? And the guy didn't know what to say. And he goes, because he also was in the middle of his 3 minute. You know, he had his 3 minutes to fame. So he stopped his 3 minutes to ask the mayor a question, which he can do. Mayor couldn't answer the question. Finally, the mayor said, Austin, you need to calm down. And Austin goes, I am calm. You've never seen me not calm. And I've seen Austin. Austin is interesting. I'm going to brag on it.
Ted, we only have about 45 seconds left, my brother.
Oh,
man,
okay.
I love you. And I'll tell you what, Ted and Austin's show, great show. Information download, really, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., Sunday, 7 to 8. It's a fantastic show. Folks, visit healthmasters.com. Get your nutritional supplements there. Ted, you've downloaded so much information on this show. I want to thank you so very much. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Doug. The coupon code for the show today is Doug5, 5% off anything at Health Masters. And thank you for your support, everybody. We pray for you guys every day.
All right, folks, that'll do it for me. God bless you. Actually, there's going to be a bonus segment of Ted again and Austin on the backside of this. Have a great night, everyone. This is Hagman Report for today. It is Friday. It is Friday. And thank goodness for Fridays, right? You like Fridays? I like Fridays. Hey, folks, again, if you're just tuning into this hour, In the Dark of Night is out. It's available on Kindle. It's available on Amazon in either Kindle or paperback formats. It's In the Dark of Night. I think it's pretty doggone good. I've got a lot of good reviews on it. It's been purchased by people in 6 different countries already. It's been officially out for about a week. And you can go to HagmanStore.com for a limited number of copies that I'll sign and inscribe. And I say limited numbers because we only have so many books that have come here on the first printing. So there it is. It's In the Dark of Night. And they will start shipping on the 17th of May, which is this coming Monday. All right. I have a great, great hour lined up for you. And a very special treat this opening this hour is Dr. Ted Brower. We haven't heard from Ted Brower in a long time. He hasn't been with me. It's been Austin. But for the first segment here, Ted Brower is going to be stopping in to say hello and impart some important knowledge. Ted, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm doing great, bud. I'm so blessed to be back on your show again. And contrary to all the rumors, you and I have not had a falling out. You and I are doing great. You're one of my best friends, and I just feel that Austin does a great job on your show. So I pretty much let him run it. But today I wanted to kind of talk to you about something. And I want to talk to you about 2 particular products, and you'll understand why when I talk about them.
Okay.
And I want everybody to pay really close attention. First one is N-acetylcysteine. Really important you understand this product needs to be pharmaceutical grade. It needs to be really well tested. It's a really good product. I'm not making any claims on this product. Oh. I'm just telling you it's really good for lung tissue.
Say it slow, brother.
N-acetylcysteine, or sometimes some people pronounce it N-acetylcysteine. And it's a really good product. I take 2 of these twice a day. Now, there's a reason I do that. There's another product that I'm going to tell you about right now, and I'm going to read you a review here in a minute, and you're going to understand why I'm giving you these 2 products, but I'm not making any claims. This one is nitric oxide. It's called HGH Stimulate. It helps to increase nitric oxide in the cells, and it also helps to increase libido, and it helps to maintain vascular integrity. It also helps with the production of human growth hormone in the body to help burn body fat, and it kind of acts like a natural Viagra in men. Now, you say, why are you telling me these 2 products? Well, I'm not making any claims on these products whatsoever, but I've got to talk to you about something real quick. A few weeks ago, one of our family members got very, very sick with spike proteins. Now, we don't know how in the world they got affected with spike proteins. We don't even know how these people that are being vaccinated are shedding spike proteins. But I came on your show a year ago, and I warned everybody the biggest problem we were going to have with COVID was going to be the shedding of the vaccines. And, of course, this COVID injection that they're giving you, this RNA injection, is not a vaccination by any means. It rewrites your cells and tells your body to start manufacturing spike proteins. And when it does that, your body starts to think that these spike proteins are naturally occurring in the body. It won't produce antibodies against it. Now, here's what one study showed. They tried to use basically ferrets and cats in the study. And every single cat that was given these spike proteins, given this virus, every single ferret that was given the virus died of sepsis. Now, how does that happen? Well, it's interesting. When you take a spike protein and you inhale it, you aspirate it, or you inject it into a person, it attacks what's called endothelial cells, which are the blood lining cells around the inside of the blood vessels of the heart, the lungs, the intestinal tract. And when it does that, it can cause lesions in them. And when it causes lesions of the one, particularly in the intestinal tract, what it can do, it can cause a leaky gut. This leaky gut can cause food from the intestinal tract and from the colon to get into the body cavity, causing sepsis. Now, every single animal that was tested in this study died of sepsis that was given spike proteins. All of them. 100% of the test subjects died. Well, suddenly they decided, let's forego the testing on animals. Let's give people injections of this stuff. And suddenly we have tens of thousands of women all over the country that are having problems with their periods. We've got men that are experiencing erectile dysfunction. We have all types of people with lung issues, like there's a very heavy feeling in the chest and they can't breathe, they can't catch their breath. And now we're starting to find out that these spike proteins, in my opinion, this is my opinion, may be affecting humans in a really negative way, just like it did the laboratory animals. Now, here's the problem that they have. With the laboratory animals, they don't have what's called gut microbe. The gut microbe inside of our intestinal tract produces antibodies for us when we're exposed to different viral loads. Animals don't have that. So when they get infected with this stuff, they don't really have a natural defense against it. So my friend,
He caught the COVID from the whatever spike proteins, got deathly ill. His wife caught it, got deathly ill. Their two children caught it. They got really, really sick. And the dog caught it. And the dog died. The dog died of sepsis. Just thought I'd mention that. Now you're going to say, and your listeners will say, well, you don't know if it was caused. Well, you're right, I don't. I just know that's one of the side effects of spike proteins. So we don't know if the dog died of sepsis. Oh, that's right. We do know the dog did die of sepsis. That's right. We had the blood tested. Oh, that's right. We did, didn't we? And so I want you guys to know that we had the blood tested. It was filled with bacteria. He was septic and he died of sepsis. And we had to put the animal down. There was no hope. There was no recovery for him. Now, I said this to Eric. I'm going to put this up on the screen. You guys can see it. I've tried to pull this back up, and it's been kind of, I can't really get it back up on the internet, but I made a copy of it. And what it says, SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs endothelial function via down regulation of ACE2. This is from Circulation Research. It was published on March the 31st, 2021. It just came out. There we go. There's it right there. You guys have found it. That's good. Now, I'm going to read you part of it, and I'm going to try to interpret it to you. The SARS-CoV-2 acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus infection relies on the binding of spike proteins, spike glycoproteins, to ACE angiostatin-converting enzymes, which triggers mitochondrial reactive oxidation production shift, and it injures the lung tissue. Promotes lung injury by decreasing the levels of ACE2. Now, let's turn the page. This is really important on the second page. This is super, super important. Furthermore, complementary increased and decreased phosphorylation of ENOS. This is nitric oxide. Oh, by the way, this product just so happens to massively increase nitric oxide. That's the HGH stimulate. It basically says they have a massively decreased amount of nitric oxide being produced. And these changes of the PACE, ACE2, ACE2, MDM2 expression activity in endothelium were recapitulated because they did it first on hamsters and caused massive damage to their lung tissue. And then they did it with cells, and they said that the cells were rescued by N-acetylcysteine. You see it there at the bottom. N-acetylcysteine, it was rescued by that. Now, you think, wow. Well, you know, N-acetylcysteine has been used for many, many, many decades. It's one of the primary treatments for Tylenol poisoning, which, by the way, Tylenol or acetaminophen is one of the most poisonous things you can put into your body and causes it's the primary cause of liver failure in the United States. But the FDA doesn't want to take it off the market. Here's the big rub right now. The FDA now is pulling N-acetylcysteine offline, off Amazon. It's also pulled zinc off. I don't know if Austin covered this with you or not, but basically Amazon contacted us, and they're not going to allow us to sell supplements on Amazon anymore because we refuse to give them proprietary information on the quality of our supplements, which are really, really the best you can make. But I'm not going to give them all of my suppliers and all my manufacturers and all my raw material people. I'm not going to give it to them. So now they're saying that we can't sell supplements, as are many other people are being refused to allow to sell supplements anymore. But now you understand, a few weeks ago I was having a really heavy chest with all of my friends and the dog died, I could feel myself having a hard time breathing. Now you say, well, what did you do? Well, I really increased my nitric oxide levels, which are decreased by this particular compound, these spike proteins, and I started taking two scoops of HGH stimulate every single day. Now, are you making a claim that this got rid of your problem? No, not at all. I'm not making any claims. I'm just telling you I took HGH stimulate and acetylcysteine. I took two of these twice a day to make sure you drink a lot of water with that compound. And I took vitamin C, I took zinc, I took potassium iodine, and I took D3K2, and I felt within about 3 or 4 days the pressure easing off my chest. Now, I'm a pretty healthy guy. This didn't really happen to me. And also, I had this heaviness in my chest with my breathing, and I felt like I couldn't catch my breath. Well, guys, let me tell you something. You know, if that happens to you, it kind of gets your attention. That's why I did the show today. And I want you to know, I'm not making any claims on N-acetylcysteine. I'm not making any claims on HGH stimulate. I'm not making any claims on nitric oxide. But you can read the article yourself. It tells you what you need to know right there. I didn't say it. This group said it. So I'm to the point now, Doug, where I realize that the Bill Gates group, this Kabbalist group that runs the world through BlackRock and Vanguard, they pretty much want everybody dead. I think their stated goal is the reduction of the population down to 500 million. According to the Georgia Guidestones, which I've been there, by the way, and I've taken pictures of me standing beside the Georgia Guidestones, and they were covered in a whole bunch of graffiti because people had enough of looking at those things. The reality is this. These guys, this cabalist group that runs the world and owns 95% of the corporations in the world through Vanguard and BlackRock, they're playing for blood, and they want to reduce the population of the planet. So I'm here to tell you, they're probably going to yoke N-acetylcysteine off the market. Just give you a heads up, just like that. We've got some in stock. I don't know how much more we're going to have. I don't know how much more we can get. My supplier said that they're really running out, limited on supply right now. So there you have it. But I want to come on the show and talk to you about this today. But I want to say something to your listeners. I want to give them a message of encouragement here for a second. This is really important. You know, this group of people that have done this to the Federal Reserve Bank, this group of wicked, wicked cabalists, wizards, warlock, witches, weirdos that are running everything, that people like Klaus Schwab, this Nazi wannabe, this weirdo who runs around in the weirdest clothes I've ever seen, talking about how by 2030 you will own nothing and you will love it. And we're going to basically turn you guys into cyborgs and the biorobots. That group, this group that thinks that God is a hermaphrodite, they're the cabalists. They believe that God's a hermaphrodite because they believe he's a snake in a tree and his name is Ein Sof, and they've even given him his own Wikipedia page in case you guys want to look it up and read about him. He's part of the Kabbalah mythology and all the stuff they put together with the ancient Canaanite religions when they wrote it down in the Zohar, and there are 10 or 12 or 14 archangels they have to pray to, by the way, simulating a sex act in order to get things done. Just thought I'd mention all this I've talked about on the show before. It's that group that runs the world. But here's what they didn't expect. Here's what they didn't expect. They've had this atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ for 2,000 years because he came, and he told us in the Lord's Prayer, to deliver us from the evil one. God sent him to deliver us from the evil one. So they've come upon our shores with the Federal Reserve Act. They've come upon our shores with all the stuff that they've done. They've come upon our shores with the Frankfurt School, which I've discussed in length on this show. They've done all of that. But here's the thing. We're coming upon the shores too, and we are in a really nice boat. And when we get off the boat, guess what? We're walking off the boat and standing before us, and we're carrying the cross of Christ. That's what we have. He is the author. He is the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. And through him, we can do all things. As long as we understand that, and we understand who and what we are in Christianity and what God did for us through Christ, through an eternal covenant with an omnipresent being, when we understand that and what we have in Jesus, these guys mean absolutely nothing to us. Because remember, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because he is the great I am. And we need to understand that. Always have faith in Christ. Always remember this, because without Christ, we have nothing, absolutely nothing. We have no hope without Jesus, because these guys have taken over this planet, for they are the God of this age. And the Bible said, had the God of this age known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of God. Why? Because Jesus stands as an eternal priest for us, as an omnipresent being, to continue to offer a sacrifice for our sins, to basically redeem us and bring us back to God Almighty. Always remember that. But I want to come on the show today. Now, I don't know how long we're going to have HGH stimulating stock or how long they're going to allow it to be sold. I don't know how long we're going to have N-acetyl or N-acetylcysteine in stock. I don't know how long these products are going to be here. I don't know. I just know my suppliers are running out. But I know we have it right now, and I want you guys to know that you need to be taking care of yourself right now, and you need to make sure that you keep your nutrient density really, really high and try to avoid people that have been recently vaccinated. We don't know we don't know how they're shedding these things. We don't know why we've got tens of thousands of women all over the country having periods at the age of 50, 60, 70, long after they came out of menopause. We don't understand why women aren't having their periods. We don't understand any of this stuff and why they're doing this. All we know is this, that our God is able, and he can deliver us from all of this stuff. But I'm going to turn the show back over to Austin today. But I just want to come on today and let you guys know that today is the day the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. Doug, you have any questions for me before I run off here and let Austin take over the show?
Okay, so the two products, HGH stimulant, right? That's number one.
That helps to bring up nitric oxide levels, helps to bring up O2 levels, right. And the N-acetylcysteine, according to this study, I'm not making any claims, helps to repair lung tissue from spike protein damage. So those two products, and now I also take D3K2, I also take basically potassium iodide, I also take vitamin C, and I also take zinc. because zinc has been shown to help stop replication of viral phages. But this is not a virus with what's happening here. This spike protein is going in and damaging the tissue. I hope Eric will go ahead and post that article that I pulled up that I sent you guys on your show notes and on your website.
We will.
Because I'm not making any claims. I'm just telling you what this article is saying. This nitric oxide affects vascular tone, insulin secretion, airway tone, peristalsis, libido, and vascular integrity. And I can also tell you that my friends, my family, whose dog died and how sick they all got, dog's dead. He's still dead, and he died of sepsis. So, guys, it's really, really, really important that you eat clean. This is not the time to be living on junk food and sugar. This is that. That time's long gone. Eat healthy right now. It's super, super important. And again, I'm not making any claims on N-acetylcysteine. I'm not making any claims on HCH stimulate or nitric oxide. I'm just saying that I take those every single day to help to maintain proper vascular integrity and support. That's all I'm saying. Austin, what do you want to do? Your turn.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. And Ted, we'll be in touch. I'm going to be ordering a pallet each, I think, of the HCH stimulus.
I'm going to go ahead and send you, you and Eric, I'm going to send you one of each of these today. My compliments to you guys.
Wow.
I love you guys. And by the way, I pray for you guys all the time, and I pray for all of your listeners all the time. You guys are absolutely awesome.
Well, we love you guys, your family, your show. It's just tremendous, folks. Ted Brower, thank you, Ted. I'm going to let you run. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And they do so much to keep us on the air. And we work together, and Ted's a good friend of mine, Austin. I mean, the entire family. So, you know what, folks? To those people who say, hey, where's Dad? It's Dad. You know, there he is. And I'm glad he came on to talk about that because, Eric the Tech, I think I'm going to be taking both of those and see if I can get rid of whatever remnants of this creepy crud I have. So, anyway. Yes, great stuff. And by the way, folks, if you do nothing else, go to healthmasters.com today. And the links to both of those products will be under the Health Masters banner. You can, like yesterday's show, you can see Health Masters. But underneath that, I will put a direct link to those two products that he mentioned. Because I'm not sure how to spell that second one. Okay, so that way you've got direct links to them, but healthmasters.com, always a link on our episode page. That's healthmasters.com. So, Austin, how are you, sir?
I am blessed, my friend, and I just talked to Ted as well and made sure we're going to have the Doug 5 coupon active as well, and I went ahead and put the N-acetylcysteine on the front page of the website so people can look at it and read about it and kind of get a little bit of understanding, because that research study that he was just talking about, that just got released March 31st this year. So it's been relatively new knowledge that we have now found out about this. And what he was going into detail with is that this research study is not necessarily looking at just COVID virus. It's looking at the S protein or the spike glycoprotein, which they basically replicated in this injection. That's what a lot of people are failing to realize. This injection they are giving you causes you to start producing these. That's why I said this for months, and people have failed to understand this. It makes you become a pathogen manufacturing site. You actually start producing this. This is why we're starting to see so many people get sick that have been around other people that haven't been vaccinated, in my opinion. Now, of course, a lot of people are trying to argue this now. The mainstream media, Fauci, they're all saying that this is impossible. It can't be done. But as we're starting to see now, there's definitely some type of correlation and effect with injecting this into people and causing them to become these manufacturing sites. I don't think for one second that it's coincidental either that you're seeing thousands and thousands of people that have been injected with this experimental shot are then all of a sudden coming down positive for COVID. There was even in the Bay Area in Florida, there was a report on it last week, I think. They were saying that there was over 1,000 people now that had basically been going to the hospital that tested positive for COVID, even though they had the shot. It's not that they're catching the virus out in the wild. It's that their body's producing a spike protein that's triggering the test when they test it because they are infected with a spike protein. So this is strange stuff we're dealing with. This is some really, really weird scientific creation these guys have cooked up in the back room. So it's just important that everybody understands what we're working with so you have the best knowledge to combat with what's happening right now.
Man, okay. You know, I think back, we did a show Friday 2 weeks ago today, and I had a sore throat. I started with a kind of a sore throat and stuff, and by Sunday, I like to say I was seeing monkeys. Okay. I mean, I was down. I was really down, and it was like a really bad chest cold. Now I think back to that time, and I keep a pretty detailed journal, and it was within 36 hours prior to that Friday. I had a meet with someone, who received the Fauci jab, okay? Now, I'm not saying, look, I don't know. I just don't know. And they received it with that same week, so it was kind of fresh, if you will. I don't know if that makes a difference. There's something not right here with this. And especially, and I showed a clip on the first hour, Warren Wilhelm or Bill de Blasio, that socialist from New York, you know, eating French fries and hamburger and saying, hey, you get a jab and you get a free hamburger and fries. Okay. I mean, insane stuff. Okay. DeWine out of Ohio, insanity. You know, incentives to get the jab. So when
the lottery.
Yeah, exactly. When have we ever seen anything like this?
We haven't, Doug. And that's the troubling part about this is that there's so many question marks with no answers. And when you ask the questions, you're automatically deemed a vaccine denier or an anti-vaxxer or a conspiracy theorist for simply asking a question. We're not coming up with some off-the-wall lunatic request or questions. We're having legitimate concerns from real-life experience that a lot of people are having. This almost everybody I know has had the exact same story you have had that I've known that has gotten sick. They've been around somebody, pretty direct contact with somebody that's been shot, you know, as far as with this jab recently. So this is not coincidental anymore. This isn't, okay, I caught a cold, I could have gotten it from somewhere. No, this is, you were here, you around this person, you had direct contact with them, and it's the exact same thing. Within 2 to 4 days, you're coming down with something gnarly. And what's interesting about this is, you know, we saw that hydroxychloroquine was working great. What'd they do with that in June of last year? Who said can't use it anymore? The doctors that promoted it got completely shunned and outcast. Someone lost their medical license. What did we talk about with the vitamin C intravenously? Can't talk about it. Not a good treatment. Every time there was a natural treatment or even pharmaceutical treatment that was effective, they immediately shunned it and said, no, that doesn't work. Now, the weird part about it to me, and this is just me using some deductive reasoning, and now I understand why, and I'll tell you in a second one thing I found out yesterday. If you see even the remote possibility of a positive impact of intravenous vitamin C or hydroxychloroquine, you have somebody that's on death's door, sick as a dog, what's the worst thing you give them? Vitamin C and hydroxychloroquine, and at the top of that list, because there's hardly any negative side effects from it. Why would you not want to try the least invasive, safest, possibly effective treatment for somebody that's dying? Why would you sit there and go, you can't talk about this, you can't bring it up, we're pulling it off Amazon, you can't talk about it online, Facebook, no, we're shoving all that. Remember, Facebook and Instagram last year, they stopped all discussions of natural treatment of COVID. The reason why I found out now, therapeutic and prophylactic for coronaviruses was completely and totally halted, like hydroxychloroquine last year. Previously approved, suddenly in 2020, were banned, all because, according to the FDA, rules only when there are no alternative therapeutics Can untested experimental vaccines be cleared for emergency use authorization? The only way the FDA can emergency authorize an experimental shot to go out into the general populace, there has to be no known therapeutic options available whatsoever. That is why they blocked all these different options. That is why Amazon has now pulled off N-acetylcysteine, even though N-acetylcysteine is classified as a drug and a natural nutraceutical. It was classified as a drug in 1985, and it's been on the health market as well since then, over 30 years. It's primarily used in the hospitals to treat acetaminophen or Tylenol overdose because of what it does to the glutathione in the body as a free radical scavenger and helps the liver rebuild. N-acetylcysteine is an incredibly effective product. I've known about it for years. I had no idea until the research study that just came out a little over a month ago that Ted referred to what it actually does when the body becomes infected with the spike protein. So ironically enough, what's the first thing Amazon and all the big globalist companies do? Gotta drop it. FDA said they're questioning it now. They're questioning it. It's been a natural supplement for over 35 years, and now out of nowhere, once this research study comes out, they're dropping the hammer on N-acetylcysteine. Again, more question marks than answers, and nobody wants to address it. Once this thing, this therapeutic experimental gene editing shot was emergency authorized used for, you know, to go out in the general populace, people don't realize on the excerpt, if you look at the actual paperwork on the emergency use form, it specifically states this is an investigational vaccine not licensed for any indication. They require all promotional material relating to the COVID-19 vaccine, clearly and conspicuously stating that this product has not been approved or licensed by the FDA, but has been authorized for emergency use only by the FDA. Now think about that for a second. Why do they have to put on there that this is an investigational vaccine not licensed for any indication? But yet now, we have the bumbling buffoon, whoever writes his tweets for him, they got him to send out that you either get a shot that's experimental or you wear a mask. Those are your only choices. You have an ultimatum, peasant. You either do what we tell you to do or you continue to wear a face diaper the rest of your life. I was shocked when I saw the brashness, the disrespect, the unconstitutional threat. That was a veiled threat, by the way, that he put out on Twitter, which, by the way, I don't even believe he put out there. He's so senile. He either stole a cell phone when he crawled out of the nursing home in the White House or somebody tweeted it out for him. But the fact that they went that far to basically give the American populace an ultimatum, then he gets on television last night and he goes, listen, the people that have been vaccinated, they've earned their rights back, and they don't have to wear a mask now. He said that last night. They've earned their rights back. Well, I don't ever remember giving my rights up, bumbling buffoon Biden. I don't ever remember you having the right to make me earn anything. This is America. We're free men. We don't ask permission to walk around without a mask. We don't ask permission to breathe fresh air. We don't ask permission to travel freely. But for some odd reason, consent has been the most effective tool for these globalist boys in this COVID debacle because so many people have said, you know what, it's just easier to go along to get along. I don't want any problems with it. And now, obviously, there's an issue going on with this injection rate. They have not got enough people injected with this sludge yet because they would not be having to put such an aggressive propaganda pain like they're doing now, which should make you question even more why they want everybody to get this shot so bad, Doug. What do you think?
Exactly what you said. You know, and excuse me, you caught me taking a drink there. I look at this. And I look at what the government is doing, and I look at the media propaganda campaign about vaccine hesitancy. That phrase, just like conspiracy theory or fake news, these are trigger phrases, I believe. So yes, I you know, at this point, I'm going to say there's something horribly nefarious going on. And I believe, and also Dr. Fauci or Anthony Fauci, the garden gnome, you know, him being grilled about the, by Rand Paul, which I was glad to see, although nothing's, you know, going to be really become of it. But I was glad to see Fauci being pinned against the wall verbally about his, financing through the NIH to, Dr. Barrick and Peter Daszak through Echo Alliance, Echo Health Alliance, to create, what we're seeing. And the 200 scientists that came out and said, hey, wait a second, you know, there's a problem here. And Fauci essentially perjured himself in front of Congress. So all that, I said all that to say, yeah, there's something horribly wrong here. And I think this is part, what your dad said about depopulation. I think they've pulled out the stops and are saying, okay, we're going to, you know, we lost a period of time, you know, 4 years, maybe even five, you know, so we're going to have to make it up. And, so let's pull out the stops. And I think that's what we're seeing. But the level of delusion, would you call it delusion among people? You know, I don't get it. You know, I watch the forums, various forums. And especially the socialist forums, they're out there, okay? Everyone's saying, I'm going to still wear my mask, and I'm going to, even after I get the vaccination, I'm going to be wearing a mask because, you know, you can't tell who isn't vaccinated. And everyone should require some sort of vaccine ID or inoculation ID and make it digital because that way they can't fake it. So I'm watching this, you know, all of this. I said all of that because it seems like there's a lot of things kind of, there's this confluence of events here that's taking place. And, I don't think it's by accident. I think it's by design. So.
100%. Yeah. I mean, then Fauci, I saw, came out today and basically said now that children, because the vaccine hasn't been fully approved for kids under 12 yet for emergency use, that children still need to wear masks when they play with their friends. I mean, this guy is one sick, sick individual. These kids have a 99.9997% survival rate with COVID. There's never even been any legitimate showing that kids are spreading this, period, at all. But yet, they still need to wear a mask. Here in Polk County, we're fighting with these guys tooth and nail. The Polk County school boards are a bunch of stinking communists, we have now found out down here. I mean, true, trained Marxists. They are now so bent on making sure. Remember, we're in Florida. The governor has said that there are no state or county mandates anymore in place. He signed an executive order. I talked about that last week. Yep. They cannot, no county can come in, no state can come in and start fining businesses for not having restrictions anymore. Florida is 100% wide open. Governor DeSantis then came out yesterday and said that anybody that has been charged with a crime or fined or arrested or anything for a COVID violation over the past 14 months is now going to be pardoned. They're going through all that right now. And even on top of that, he came out and said, listen, kids do not need to be wearing masks in the fall. Kids need to be kids. There's absolutely zero evidence we've seen any transmission spikes among children, even in schools. This is nonsense. The school board now in Polk County. Now, granted, the private schools, you know, Lakeland Christian, Southeastern, a lot of the private schools have now already said we're done with masks, period. But the public school system, they are now trying to write into the code of conduct that children in the public school system must wear face coverings at all times. The code of conduct, meaning it is going to be essentially viewed as a uniform or a requirement to be in school. You're going to need to have your backpack and your books and your iPad, and you need to have your face covering to show up to class every day. If not, you're going to need to do virtual learning. This is getting the template set up for what we can already see happening. They're going to come in and say, you have to take a shot if you're a kid. You have to get this experimental gene editing shot at 5, 6, 7 years old. It's never even had a controlled clinical study. The one that Pfizer just did had zero control group, Every person, every child in the group got the hard injection. There was no placebo group. So there was no clinical way to find out a statistical a probability of whether or not this shot had negative side effects or not on kids. There's no variation. That's what they already did now on this. So now they're going to come in. Now I can guarantee you any amount of money. In the fall, they're going to come in and say, listen, if your kids had their shot, they don't have to wear a mask. These Marxists, these communists make me so stinking mad. And the problem is the school board systems have become so corrupt now. They're very difficult to get anything done because these people have found once they get voted in and because they get pretty much endless cash from the taxpayers via the property taxes that are stolen from us, they pretty much now have gotten themselves on this big high mountain and they're going, listen, we can do whatever we want. If we want to traumatize these kids, if we want to psychologically damage these kids, if we want to reduce their oxygen uptake, if we want to hurt them long term, we can make them wear a mask forever. Because we're Marxist and that's what we do. We absolutely loathe anything that's positive. And it's really troubling to me to see this, Doug. And so again, as we continue to encourage everybody, it's so important to do everything on a base level right now. Because obviously, from the federal standpoint, we're not going to do much of anything. They stole the election. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Nobody wants to talk about what's been going on in Arizona with the audit out there. Every time something comes up, they completely twist it, distort it. There's no election fraud. Nothing happened. Nothing happened here. I don't even know why they're doing this. And the funny part about it is they don't even want to release half the information. I was told they had a subpoena to get a bunch of the information, and they basically said that it would compromise law enforcement if they gave them their Wi-Fi server information as far as it came out back in January or back in November. So there's so much shadiness going on out there. It's very clear that something happened that was not legitimate. That's very clear.
You know, I've been following the very, very close, the audit in Maricopa County, Arizona, 2.1 million ballots. There was at least right now what they found. 17.5%, interesting number, by the way, discrepancy in terms of number of ballots, per batch. Okay. So in other words, if batch says, well, there's 200 ballots here in this batch, there's actually like 167 or something like that. For example, that was one. And what you said too, the letter too from, Karen Fan, the president of the state Senate was sent to the board of supervisors. And isn't it interesting too, the board of supervisors, who are they lawyering up with? But Perkins Coie lawyers, you know, the globalist lawyers, of course, who, I'm just going to put a period there. I don't need them crawling up my back end, you know, any more than, I've got lawyers crawling on my back end now. So there's that. There's Antrim County, which they've discovered that there's some severe irregularities. That's in Wisconsin or Michigan. There's things happening in Wisconsin as well, Pennsylvania, Georgia. So I think Maricopa County and then Georgia. But, yes, you're right. It's interesting that you've got – the majority of supervisors in Maricopa County are Republican, right? Along with the Secretary of State and Governor in Arizona, and they're fighting everyone's supposed to be on the same side politically, but they're not, and they're fighting against the information. And the letter by Karen Fan was sent yesterday, I think it was. Was just absolutely brutal, and no small thing naming three areas of concern, and they were big areas. So I'm convinced. I am absolutely convinced that we had a coup on November 3rd by the deep state, and anything becomes of this, at least hopefully the American people will be told the truth from these forensic audits. And by the way. I heard Anderson Cooper. It was somebody on MSNBC, and I apologize. I don't know who it was, talking about the UV lights looking for bamboo in Asian paper. What a bunch of crock. Okay, that was a leftist talking point. It had nothing to do with reality whatsoever. So anyway, I'm going to shut up now because the words keep just falling and dropping out of my mouth. I can't make me stop. Am I still talking? Go ahead. You get the idea. You get the idea.
There's absolutely some extreme shadiness that went on. And after we saw what all happened, and then we saw the absolute push by Homeland Security doing what they did from January 6th, it gave everybody more clear indication that they've been trying to hide something and penalize anybody that was involved in what was happening as far as standing up for our rights. What's also interesting now, too, is we're seeing more and more. I've talked about this repeatedly. Homeland Security now is pretty much using third-party groups. We talked about this on our show last week now, and they've gotten the green light to do so, to come in and actually investigate and portray fake accounts on social media and try to order to entrap you, essentially, to contact you, to send you direct messages, to email you, and try to get you to say something in order to entrap you so that they can say, oh, this is a domestic terrorist. We got to investigate him. We need a search warrant now. This is why I've repeatedly told people, do not run your mouth wildly on social media. Don't be going on and flapping out paragraphs and stuff and talking about how you're going to do this and you're going to do that. This happened and that happened. Don't do it. Social media is not the place. You have a direct conflict with somebody in person, make them look you dead in the eye and have basically a debate with them. But this whole online talking, people have gotten way too accustomed to talking wildly online because a lot of these people now, nobody had been hit in the face before. You know, back in the day, none of us ever ran our mouths very much. You may a little bit when you're younger, but you found out real quick, all of a sudden you're popping off in the mouth. Somebody punches you right in the nose. You end up getting in a fist fight. Doesn't matter if you beat them up, they beat you up. The point of the story was at the end of the day, you realize, you know what? You just got that little bit of extra pause when people were running their mouth. And I mean, I know when I was younger, I was in multiple fights all the time. I had zero tolerance for that after a while. I couldn't stand it when kids started that crap. You're a teenager and everybody's going, yap, 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 yap. And I'll tell you what, the first time they get hit in the face, they never yap, yap, yap anymore. And they're threatening you and running their mouth and talking crap. The problem is we've lost that. The generation now, everybody's basically a bunch of slack-jawed pansies. Nobody wants to have a direct conflict anymore. Everybody's a keyboard warrior. Nobody, you see people in person, they've been talking. I've had this happen to me, where there's been events that have occurred. I've been on social media and people have been just running their mouth, talking big game smack. And I'm just like, okay, man, well, you have a great day. Enjoy yourself. I leave it at that. And then I run into them in person. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, man, what was that all about? And they go, oh, man, I was just joking. I wasn't. That wasn't funny to me. I'm not joking now. I mean, what are we squaring up? What are we doing with this? And that's the problem now. So be very, very cautious. Be very vigilant when you're online and don't be running your mouth. Because remember, all it takes is one click of a button. You screenshot somebody's comment. Boom. They can send it to police. They can send it anywhere they want. Heck, Homeland Security now, apparently they love to spy on anybody. If you're a Hispanic, black, or white patriot American and you love God and you love your country, they're going to make sure they try to find out anything about you and try to trip you up on something. So be very, very careful with that. And so this is something also, too, in other news that I saw just yesterday that I thought was really actually funny, but it goes to show you the clownery that has occurred with this insane amount of free money that they've been giving to everybody. Everybody knows pretty much that there's been this federal and state addition to unemployment benefits to the point now a lot of people are getting $600 a week unemployment, and in some cases even more if they file for other support, housing support, food support, and so forth. And just rain in free money. You know what I mean? $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year to be unemployed. They have no incentive. Hence why the job reports came out. They're abysmal. Hence why we have 8 million open job vacancies that are open, ready to hire immediately right now in the United States. Well, DeSantis and a lot of the individuals down here in Florida have had enough of this. Florida has been crazy because we're wide open, a wide open state, and just about any business you go to, They'll have signs outside. They'll have signs in the window. They'll have signs out by the road. You know, basically now hiring, management positions open, multiple positions open. Everybody's trying to get people to work. And I don't know what everybody's doing because everybody still seems to be driving around down here, but nobody seems to be working. And so DeSantis came out and they basically removed, they now said, in the last 5 days now, they're reinstating the unemployment benefit rules, which require that if you are getting unemployment, you are required to apply for at least 5 jobs per week or 1 job a day, essentially, in order to maintain unemployment benefits. And you have to go and show them your application. Well, you remember when all this stuff started with COVID, pretty much all restrictions of unemployment stopped. I mean, it didn't matter. It was like, we're doing this because people are having to stop working. Here's free money. Take it. Do whatever you want, basically. Sit at home and eat Doritos all day and watch soap operas. We don't care. Well, what's happened is now Florida's trying to open back up. And it's funny, they were interviewing Buddy Foy Jr., who's a restaurant owner. And he said this governor's order this week was like fairy dust on the jobs in the United States. He said for the last 5 months, he said he literally cannot get his phone to ring. Job ads in the paper, online, on Facebook, everywhere he's trying to put job ads out because he's so backed up and needs workers. Doesn't get a phone call. He said in the last 5 days since Governor DeSantis signed this order, he cannot keep up with the applications that are coming in and the phone calls he's getting all day long. Everybody's applying for positions now because people realize the gig's up. Nobody just gets to sit around anymore and get $2,400 a month for breathing air. They actually have to start producing something and working for something now. Again, this is really going to help benefit Florida and really bring us back to where we need to be. And so I hope we can continually now get everything running and get rid of these masks. The masks are the last thing down here in Florida. Governor DeSantis has already banned COVID passports. He's pretty much already told Norwegian Cruise Lines they can go pound salt because they wanted to mandate a vaccine passport. Yep. And pretty much removed all COVID restrictions. So we're coming back. Florida's coming back with a vengeance now. Now we got to do is get these stinking school board communists under control and make them realize they got voted in because of us. I can tell you right now, the next school board election, it is going to be a bloodbath at the ballot box because we're going to make sure every single one of these stinking communists get voted out right now if they don't try to get recalled right now. There's a lot of anger down here in Polk County with what these clowns are doing to these poor children. So again, you got to get involved directly in your city, your county, your state right now and do the best you can because it is up to us right now. Nobody's coming to save us. And obviously, the bumbling buffoon in office with his comments he made yesterday made it very clear they are going to try to keep pushing this narrative until we take back our rights that were stolen from us, Doug.
Boy, you said so much there. You're exactly correct. And by the way, I believe the school boards right now, I think that's ground zero for the local battles that need to be fought because obviously our children, I mean, our children are in peril at this point. So school boards are extremely important. We have to get rid of critical race theory teaching. We have to get rid of all that transgender stuff, and we have to start getting back to school, no masks. Let the children be children. I mean, stop the trauma of the masks. I just can't believe what I've seen when I see children wearing masks. It blows my mind that parents would, you know, muzzle their children like that. But,
part of it, we're too late.
Too late, you mean?
With the vaccine centers opening up in schools and all these kids getting vaccine.
Yeah, there's a big push, you know, obviously, you know, but it's never too late, though.
No, I'm just saying for that portion, like,
well,
can't do anything about that right now.
Yeah, that's true. But what you mentioned about unemployment, too, what blew my mind is I read an article by, I believe it was, let me just see here. I think it was the Foundation for Economic Education. I'm fairly certain. Did you know that 25%, upwards of 25% of all money in circulation was printed? 25% of all money in circulation It was printed in since January of 2020. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That doesn't surprise me, okay, though.
I hope I said that correctly, which is why inflation is at an all-time 12-year high, or 12-year high, which is why the prices have skyrocketed on certain things, and the Bureau of Labor and Statistics numbers are showing some abysmal readings. So, yes, you're absolutely correct in all this. But I want to get back to one thing that you said. I think that we do need to have a cleansing. And you know, again, forgive me for if I've repeated myself on this, but I think we need a good old dust up, a fight. I mean, really, I think we need to take to the streets and demand change. Not keyboard warriors, but actually physically, you know, finish what we started. I want to be careful. I'm not advocating violence, but you know what? What else do we have? What other choices do we have?
Well, we have, everybody's got to start getting more aggressive, and not just from a stance of trying to, you know, go out and say, intimidate people or start fights. I never encourage anybody to start fights, but we already had the fight started. Yes. So we got to go out and stand for this and say, listen, this is it. I'm done. We're not complying with this anymore. The sad part about it is I've seen so many people that I really thought would be pretty, you know, pretty staunch, aggressive individuals have complied with so much, just like, you know what? It's not a big deal. It's just a mask. Well, now it's just a shot, an experimental gene editing shot. Oh, and then it's not just a shot. Then it's a vaccine passport permission slip for your order for you to go to the store. They've already started out in California. They've started the wristband vaccine passport scanners. Talked about that last week. They've got these little barcode wristed, you know, bracelets that basically you put on your wrist and you can scan it to show that you're basically vaccinated. So you can show everybody what a good virtue signal you are. Now, of course, they're saying it right now, it's not required for anywhere. And I looked at it and went, they're selling vaccine passport bracelets, but they're not requiring them. So it's totally nothing. What do you think they're doing them for? That's exactly what they're going to start setting everything up. And it's ironic to me, as I've seen even Christians that have been so complacent in what's going on right now. And I've had people argue with me, and they're like, well, this isn't the mark of the beast. And I said, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I think you're going to kind of realize what it is when it gets here. And then you kind of take a step back and you go, okay, well, wait a minute. They're telling you, you've got to get injected with an experimental gene editing shot that they have no idea what it's going to do to you. This is an experiment until 2023, from what I've been told now. This is experimental. This is using the entire country as a petri dish to experiment and see what this is going to do. We know that they're injecting these spike proteins as far as into everybody. We now see in a lot of the videos with the magnet test, with people that basically have taken magnets and the arm, the shoulder they get injected with, they put a magnet up to the injection site and it sticks to their arm, sticks to their shoulder. I mean, straight sticks to it. They put the magnet on their other shoulder that hasn't been injected. Magnet falls right off. I've seen like 30 of those videos now, and I even talked to somebody that tried it. They said it's very, very accurate. You put a little light magnet on your shoulder on the injection site, it sticks to you. Sticks. Doesn't fall off. Sticks to you. You go on the other side of the shoulder, other shoulder hadn't been shot, just falls.
What does that tell you, though? I mean, you're a smart guy, and you're in the health business. What does that tell you? Because I don't know what to make of it.
That means there's something in the shot. There's some type. Now, of course, they say, well, you know, there's a little bit of aluminum dioxide or another, you know, metal in it. Okay, in order for it to basically be magnetic means it has to have something that's basically, you know, has a magnetic response to it. So what's in this stuff? Why does Pfizer's shot have to be kept at negative 92 degrees below zero before they thaw it for 5 minutes before they inject you with it? Everybody still wants to just ignore that and pretend like that's just not a big deal. I don't know, Doug. I don't know what the heck it means, because I've never seen anything like this before in my life. And the fact that people are getting it means it's doing something to everybody with the amount of people that are getting sick. I just had a friend come in here earlier, buying a bunch of supplements. and he went by the clinic because he ended up getting a boil on his head. He had to, he wears a hat a lot. So he was going in there, just something real quick. And he said he was in there, and three separate unrelated people came in there while he was sitting there waiting, who were all complaining about side effects, and they had just gotten the shot that day. So one of them came in and said they were having shortness of breath and chest pains. Another one came in and said they were super lightheaded and they were feeling nauseous. Another one came in and said they were having chest pains as well, all separate after they got shot. So obviously this is doing something to you that's not healthy. I think everybody can agree on that. Well, if we're taking it to the next level, we're saying now we're going to make people start wearing wristbands. You're going to start scanning the wristband when you get up to the checkout line or when you go into the store. Aren't we kind of at the point now where we're getting eerily close to you cannot buy or sell unless you have the mark on your wrist? I mean, it doesn't get much closer than this, guys. Okay. I mean, we're right on the precipice of this, but yet so many Christians are sitting around, they're going, well, now this isn't it. You'll know when it's it. You'll know when it's it. Well, I'm telling you right now, there's something very sinister about what's happening here. If it was so effective, if it was such a good, safe, healthy shot, you wouldn't have to convince people to take it. People would be standing in line saying, dude, I got to get this. It's so safe. It's so healthy. You can never get COVID again. Dude,
right.
Huge percentage of people that are getting the shot are getting COVID or some sort of it. Ask yourself, what are they really doing? Keep your immune system strong. Stay away from this clownery and continue to stand up for the fight that we're in the middle of right now, Doug.
And folks, by all means, one of the best things you can do for yourselves, and I'm telling you this right now, healthmasters.com, please go there. Doug5 is a coupon code. I take the nutritional supplements. I will tell you what, I will be taking the HGH stimulant as well as the other product mentioned that I cannot pronounce. But the links will be in the program description box, both to Health Masters as well as the two products. But folks, do yourself a favor. Get your immune system built up. And, I love the B, I love the C. I can really feel a difference when I take them. And, I would bet this, if I wasn't on a regimen, the daily regimen of, Health Masters, nutritional supplements, whatever I got a couple of weeks ago that really turned me upside down, and I don't get sick. I said last week or 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I haven't been sick in a long time. I mean, I can't remember the last time. And this, wow, you know, so, yeah, the spike issue you talked about, all of this. Yeah, but healthmasters.com, folks, please do yourself a favor. Get that. Go there and shop. And, oh, while you're doing that, you heard Ted. You're listening to Austin. Make sure you download their latest show right there on the upper right-hand corner of the website, Ted and Austin Brower Show. And you can also get the archives as well. So it's right there, You can see it on the top right there. Monday through Friday, an hour of information download per day. It's fantastic. And I listen to it every day. So, we have about, about 3 minutes left, I guess. I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
I just encourage everybody to keep doing your research and asking questions. And that's one of the biggest things we can do right now. Keep asking questions. They're doing everything they can to try to suppress truth. There's a reason why. Tyrants want to suppress truth. People that don't want you to know the truth try to suppress truth. Free thinkers, people that are awake, they don't care about the truth being out there because it's simply that. It's the truth. And be sure to check out, you know, the article that Ted talked earlier at the beginning of the show, the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs endothelial function via downregulation of ACE2. I know that sounds complicated from a science standpoint, but this is a very important article to realize what's happening. We put it on the website, and so you can check it out. Very hard to find now. I've been able to find it online anymore from Circulation Research. But be aware and understand that this is an information war for truth right now. They want everybody dumbed down and compliant. They want everybody to mindlessly follow orders. This is not an option we can tolerate at all under any circumstances in this country. We have to continue to stand up for truth. Even if you don't like the truth, even if you don't want to hear the truth is the truth. and we have to get it out there. So thank you again for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for supporting small businesses. Thank you for supporting us radio show hosts like the Hagman Report. And like I said, be sure to check out the website. The Magnesium Brain Foods also on sale right now, products of the week, are at the top summer sale. So check those out on the website. But again, thank you for standing up for our rights, because every time one of us stands up, it sets an example. And the more we can come together, the more we can stay awake, the more we can wake more people up, the better off we can continue to do this, Doug, and really start to bring truth and change to everything.
Amen, brother. Very well stated, very well spoken. I appreciate your how articulate you are and how accurate you are with your information. Thank you so very much, Austin. I appreciate you. All right. And God bless Austin, and God bless Ted and the entire family and the entire business, healthmasters.com. What a great crew. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.